This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1271. That's New York for you. How to empathize about a common topic. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 130 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Los Angeles and New York City, USA. And to get weekly transcripts delivered to your email inbox, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe.
When someone shares something negative with you about something that you know as well, what can you say that is native and fun? Let's expand your repertoire today to connect better with natives.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Hey, Michelle, I'm doing awesome. And today's my mom's birthday, so happy birthday to her.
Happy birthday! Oh my gosh, so exciting.
Yes. Yeah, I'm going to be back on the East Coast to celebrate with her and spend Thanksgiving and Christmas. It's going to be great. It's going to be great.
Oh, that's really good. I bet they're so excited for you to do that.
Oh, totally. Totally. What about you? How's your week been?
It's good. You know, I mean, oh, well, actually, oh my gosh. The other day, there was this terrible storm. Terrible. Oh. And I was like on my way back from the city and I had to pick up my son and it was just pouring everywhere. Ooh. And like I got soaked and my son got soaked.
Oh my gosh.
It was just terrible. I had to I had a jacket for him, but it was going to get soaked. And like, I couldn't even to get him out of where he was. I had to like, it was a mess, but you know, and like, then I don't know, you know me, Lindsay, I get a little bit gloomy when it gets darker earlier.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause we just had the time change, right? When was the time? I think it's early November, maybe about a month ago.
Oh, I hate that. But you know, Hey, that's late fall and early winter for you. So what can you do?
Yeah, and that also, that's the East Coast for you too, right? Lots of rain sometimes.
It was
kind of
unbelievable. Like my shoes, like I don't even, it was everything. And I had an umbrella and I had a cover for the stroller. And like, oh my gosh.
It
was
just. You still got soaked.
I still got soaked. So anyway, I was just, oh my gosh, you should have seen me that day. I feel like there could have been a movie about it. Not a movie, like a quick cartoon, like with some funny music to be like, this was the mess of Michelle's day.
Yeah. I mean, we've seen a few of your Instagram videos over on Instagram when you ran into like a, I don't know what it was, a flash flood or some
flash
kind of a,
flood. That's true. I always feel like it happens when I'm out. Like, why can't a storm ever happen when I'm just sitting in my apartment or overnight? It's always somehow when I'm out.
It's so funny. It sounds like you should be living like on the Sahara Desert or something based on the Instagram videos that you do. Guys, if you are not on our Instagram channel, you have to go over and check out our Instagram channel and check out our videos that come out. They come out multiple times a week and we're filming and we're showing you things in our city, teaching you guys cool vocab words. Yeah.
Definitely. Awesome. So Lindsay, so today we are going to be talking about an interesting way to say something is typical or usual, right? Yeah. So I actually, I don't know if you, our listeners caught this, but I said this kind of interesting phrase when I was talking about the weather, right? I said, but hey, that's late fall or early winter for you, right?
Exactly. Exactly. And then I followed up and I said, but hey, that's the East Coast for you with all the rain, right?
Right. Yeah. Exactly. So what does that mean when we say, but hey?
But hey,
I mean,
that's
so funny.
Oh my gosh, this is such a natural way. And I'm glad we're doing this episode today because this means that's exactly what you can expect from this thing at this time, right?
Right. It's like, it's typical. Like it's not surprising, typical. Right?
Right, right, right. And it's a very natural way. Instead of saying this is typical, which is very textbook and kind of boring, you can say, hey, that's New York City for you.
Right, right, exactly. And so, I mean, I think it's a really useful phrase to kind of connect and acknowledge that this is typical and kind of share that. Mm-hmm. I was just thinking that there could be sometimes, like, let's say you're coming to me with a problem and I just say, oh, but hey, that's blah, blah, blah for you. Like, mm-hmm. almost like, you know, making your problem seem like it's not a big deal, you know?
Yeah, it definitely has a sense that you can't change it. You would use this when something that you can't, that can't be changed. And yeah, right. It could sound a little insensitive if you come to someone with a problem that wants to be solved, you want to solve that problem, and they say, oh, that's this boss for you, or that's right. whoever, that's our company right. for you, then it makes it seem like you can't do anything about it.
Right. It's kind of like the whole it is what it is thing. I think.
Yeah, it is what it is. Mm-hmm. Can be. I don't like that phrase, by the way. I find it annoying.
I find it annoying, too. But guys, also, we wanted you to realize that we're not saying that's something for you. Right, Lindsay?
Right. Right.
What
right,
are
right.
we saying?
Yeah. It's just saying it's very typical. And it means when you use this, it means that you yourself, the person who's saying it, is very familiar with that thing.
Right. And also, we don't say for you, right? We say for mm-hmm. for you.
Oh,
right?
I see what you mean. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. yeah. I see. Oh,
yeah. We would say, and I feel like it kind of goes with that whole intonation. I feel like it's a very typical pattern. Like, but hey, that's something for you.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, that's Boston for you. Or hey, that's yeah. the West Coast for you. Right. That's winter in New York for you. Yeah, exactly. I love it.
Right. Yeah. So we're going to get into some more examples so you guys can hear more of what we're talking about in just a second. But first, we want you guys to go ahead and subscribe to the transcripts. Right, Lindsay?
Yeah, because we know a lot of you guys, you know, if you're not on iOS, there's another way to get our transcripts. You can get them by email. So we send them out to hundreds of students every Monday for the upcoming week. And you can get them delivered straight to your email inbox if you go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. And when you do subscribe there, you save 50% off the full price of buying them week by week, guys. So it's a good deal. allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Now that you have found All Ears English, do you have a friend who would love the show as well? Go ahead and share the show with them by sending it to them through a text message and make someone's year of 2020 awesome with All Ears English. Thanks, guys.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Awesome. All right. So yeah, let's get into it a little bit more. So, all right. So in this situation, you're talking to me about moving. All right. So go ahead.
Yeah. That's appropriate because I did move this fall. So here we go. Michelle, I'm just feeling really uncomfortable about moving. It takes so long to adjust.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's moving for you. How does, yeah. I mean, how does that sound to you?
That's fine. I mean, you know, like maybe it could come off as abrasive, insensitive if someone yeah. comes to you and they say like, oh, I'm having relationship problems. And, yeah. Oh, that's your boyfriend for you. Like,
what? Ooh. Right.
Right.
But, I guess it depends on the person. Like, okay, you know, if you were kind of saying this and I knew that you were just, you know, having a, I don't know, getting a little scared, but I was maybe in a way I'm saying that like, to try and make you feel better about it. Like, oh, everybody goes through that. But if you were coming to me and you were like, let's say you were crying or like you were like, I knew you were really stressed and I was like, well, that's moving for you. You know, it really depends.
Yeah, you of course would want to offer more if your friend comes to you and says, I'm having a hard time with my move. You want to offer more, say, oh, let me tell you about when I moved. It was hard, but this is what I did. That would just be a way to open up the conversation by saying
exactly. this. Exactly. Yeah. So you want to be careful, you know, because let's say someone's telling you something that they like, you think it's a typical thing, but they don't think it's typical for them. Yeah. Like that's something that's really important for that to them. Right. And you're just saying, yeah, that's how it is, you know?
Yeah. This kind of makes me think of all the times that I had my parents visit me when I lived in New York and I literally made them walk 60 blocks in a day. And I would, you know, that's only 3 miles. And when you live in New York, walking 60 blocks is not a big deal.
Yeah.
But if you live in the suburbs of New Hampshire, that's a big deal, right? So right. If I said, oh, that's New York for you, you know, we're just going to walk 60 blocks, that would be rude and mean.
Right, because it's typical for you, but it's not typical for them. Right, exactly. So, but that's funny. I have had the same experience like with people visiting New York. Because, if I see 60 blocks, I'm like, I could walk it like... It's not a big deal. It's not, it's not a short walk, but it's not like, it's certainly not a big deal.
Exactly. And that is not normal. I love that lifestyle and I love that mentality personally, but it's not normal in the US at all.
Definitely. Definitely. All right. Let's try another one. All right. Here we go. Lindsay, I couldn't sleep last night. It was so loud outside my apartment.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's city living for you.
Yeah. I mean, so in this in case you're coming around to it, you're realizing that's just what I have to deal with by living in the city.
Right. So either person can use it, right? If you're like in this case, I'm realizing it about my own thing. So I'm acknowledging it, right?
Yeah.
And it's funny, as I was planning this episode, my baby was sleeping and a truck came by and it was so loud and it woke him up and it was so angry. And then I thought, oh my gosh, well, that's city living for you. It's like, that's what I chose, right?
That's what you chose. There are a lot of perks of it too at the same time, but that's a weird coincidence that happened.
It was really weird. Oh my God. I remember that. Okay. So, all right. What's another one?
All right. Oh my goodness. She's late again.
That's Rachel for you.
Ooh, okay. So yeah, this is talking about a person and their qualities, their characteristics, what they typically do. So you do want to be careful here, right?
Because that could be offensive.
Yeah, especially if the person you're talking to knows the person better, right? Yeah.
Right, right. Exactly. And I just wanted to point out, so in the beginning we were saying, we say, but hey, that's blah, blah, blah. You don't have to say, but hey.
Yeah, good point, Michelle. Yeah.
So just so we realize, sometimes we use it, sometimes we don't. All right, here's another one. Yuck, all the food on this menu is fried and greasy.
That's bar food for you.
I know.
And it's funny how, guys, if you could see our notes today in this, Michelle had written, that's bar food for you. And we talked about this a few minutes ago, but a lot of times we do this, right? We switch and we say, yeah. When it feels natural, it feels native, we can say it. So don't worry about that.
Right. It's funny because, I would still write you.
Right, you would write you, yeah.
But I would say, yeah. So that's interesting. So,
exactly.
Yeah, I think, sometimes this phrase, it can come across as like a little bit sarcastic or maybe defeated, like with the city living thing with my baby. It's like, that's what I have to deal with. It's almost like I'm being defeated.
It's a sense of kind of giving in to what it is, and it is what it is. Oh my gosh, I just said the phrase that annoys
me.
Oh, that's terrible. So what else could we say then instead of that's something for you?
Okay, well, you know, something else we could say is typical blah blah blah, right? So we could say typical city living or typical Rachel, right, Lindsay?
Right. Exactly. So something like, if someone is late again, you'd say, oh, typical Rachel, she's late again.
Poor Rachel.
I know. Do you have a friend named Rachel? Are you just grabbing her?
Actually, do I have a friend named Rachel? I have to think about that. I don't know. It just made me think of that name. So for example, I could say the subway's late again.
Typical New York.
Right.
Yeah. Or like there's construction again. Typical New York on the weekends. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Yeah. So, I mean, Lindsay, why do we say these things?
I mean, it's good to express that something is, it can bring you together with someone if you can express that it's a shared experience and you both understand that about that thing, right?
Right.
If you both understand that there's always construction on the subway in New York on the weekends, you can share that and kind of roll your eyes at it together. So this can be a connection skill, right, Michelle?
Oh, huge, huge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah. What else? And like, you know, the thing is, you know, it does sound slightly sarcastic. So as we said, you know, be careful, read the context, right? Read the situation and think, is this appropriate? It is a really dynamic way to discuss things that are usual, right? So talking about habits, personalities, a place, a team, really anything, right? So yeah, I think that it's a really good one to try out.
Yeah, I love this. I love this. So guys, go on out there and connect with people and use this. Maybe you're living in the US and you're just getting to know your coworkers and you learn something about a city that you can now share that perspective on that thing about your city. So take a chance and try to use this.
Definitely. And you know, always, I think especially with an episode like this, like try and take what you learned from today. And now after you listen to the episode, take like a second and think, okay, how could I apply this to my life? Like, because that's going to really, instead of just, you know, oh, I listened to the episode, that's great. Think, well, what are some times when I might actually say this, right? Like, is it something with my city? Is it something with a person, right? And then and then it's almost like you're prepared for when that comes up. You've already thought about it. So if you take that extra second or two during the episode or after the episode to think, how can I apply this to my life? You might, you know, I think that you're going to start to use it sooner than if you, you know, listen and then you might not remember.
Yeah, that's such a good point, Michelle. A few weeks ago with Jessica, we did an episode on how to respond on the phone, right? If you feel like you're panicking, this particular student felt like she was going to have a heart attack every time the phone rang and she had to answer it. But that's a tactic by sitting down and preparing what you might say. It's not taking notes and planning to read off your notes later.
No.
It's preparing your mind. It's like opening your brain box, as we say on the IELTS side of things, so that when that phone call does happen or when that connection happens with your colleague in your new city, you're ready. You know what to say.
Exactly. Exactly. You've thought about it. You've thought it through and you're going to be able to be prepared.
I love that. I love that. All right. Good episode today, Michelle. And can't wait to see your next Instagram video.
Oh, boy. Hopefully no more rain.
What is it going to be this time? Like some kind of another natural, hopefully. Hopefully not. Right. Knock on wood.
Knock on wood. Well, I'll see what kind of fun things I get into.
All right, Michelle. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye, Lindsay.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.